Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Millions of people to come into our country.
Boxing legend George Foreman's died. He was 76. Foreman was best known for losing to Muhammad Ali in the iconic Rumble in the Jungle. He recaptured the heavyweight crown at age 45 and also made millions selling electric grills branded with his name. Europe's busiest travel hub, England's Heathrow Airport, is once again fully operational after 2 days of disruption caused by a power substation fire. This is ABC News. ABC News obtained body-worn camera audio from the deaths of Oscar winner Gene Hackman and his wife in New Mexico.
I'm Leonard. I'm with the Seneca County Sheriff's Office.
In this newly obtained audio, deputies were at Gene Hackman's house after the bodies were discovered. A community maintenance man tells deputies that Hackman's used to come and go quite a bit and that nothing was out of the ordinary.
I didn't see anything that was like, think, hey, something's going on.
Like, no,
you know,
fighting.
No, nothing. She's always nice.
Outside of the home, deputies are heard calling Hackman's daughter to talk about custody of the surviving dogs.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, thank you so much.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Omaha, Nebraska police officer who shot and killed a man while serving a warrant has been terminated by the department. The chief said the officer, Adam Vail, was in violation of policies, procedures, and training shortly after the August incident that led to the death of Cameron Ford. Now he's been fired. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Cleary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Cleary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Cleary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Cleary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we get to enjoy some nice sunshine today with high pressure drifting through, temperatures around or slightly below average. Otherwise, a weather system on the way from the northern plains that'll impact us with some wind and precipitation late tonight and tomorrow, mostly in the form of rain around southwest Wisconsin. We could be looking at a good third of an inch at least. Meanwhile, a bit further north where it's slightly colder, there should be more wet snow, possibly as much as 6 inches through tomorrow afternoon, basically from around Superior to Merrill, the Surgeon Bay, and northward. We do expect cool air to funnel back in tomorrow night into Monday morning, so any precipitation changing back to light snow here, there could be a small amount, so watch your travel conditions. Otherwise, a pretty quiet work week shaping up. There might be some weak disturbances with sprinkles and flurries around Tuesday, then again Thursday. Otherwise, a warming trend late in the week. That warming coming ahead of another storm system, which could impact us by Friday night with a pretty good chance of rain. Here's a forecast now for today's sunshine to a few more high clouds by late afternoon. High temperature 42, northwest wind 5 to 10, becoming southeast late. Cloudy and breezy tonight with a 50% chance of scattered light rain well after midnight. Could be mixed with some wet snow or sleets, low at 33. Southeasterly wind around 15. Tomorrow breezy with occasional rain showers and lots of cloud cover, high at 47. Southeast wind turning southwest near 20. Sunday night breezy and chilly with scattered snow showers, mainly ending by midnight, low in the upper 20s. Monday, some early clouds and gusty winds. A bit nicer for the afternoon with more sunshine, high at 44. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, 30% chance of a sprinkler flurry, high 47. Wednesday's high 50, partly sunny. Thursday, partly sunny, an isolated rain shower possible, high 54. Widespread rain by Friday night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great morning.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Well, we're starting to move the proper way temperature-wise. We're up a couple from our morning low of 23. We're up to 25. The high yesterday was 56. The record high, we go back to 2012 when it was 78. The record low, 5 below zero in 1883. 1 year ago, 35 was the high, 28 the low. The sun will set today at 7:16. Sunrise tomorrow morning right up at 7 a.m. Currently, sunshine. We have a northeast wind between 3 and 5. No precipitation to report today. We did receive a trace of some light rain, freezing rain, just a very minor trace, a few drops on the windshield last evening, and our morning low was 23. The high yesterday, 56. Under sunny skies, we're up to 25 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Attention cattle producers. Red Fest is coming up this Sunday, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. Come early to check out 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. Now is the time to register to bid online at Cattle USA or DV Auction. For complete details on all the top genetics, visit redfestsale.com. Now get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you this Sunday at Red Fest.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
It's sports time. During the sports report, we'll take a look back and a look ahead to boys high school basketball championship Saturday. We'll let you know how we got to where we are today at the Kohl Center. Some track and field events going on, some indoors up in La Crosse. Local area high schools involved, and that will tell you about that. The Badgers get ready for round two of the NCAA tournament. They'll be taking on their opponent today. We'll have those stories, plus a Brewers score as they get closer to the real deal, the regular season right around the corner. This sports update is brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. By Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. And by members of the Sports Boosters Club.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
WRCOFM Radio Sports. I'm Adam Hess. In softball action today, we have a scrimmage to tell you about. It's a 2 p.m. first pitch, Ithaca at Richland Center. UW La Crosse is hosting a track indoor invitational today. Small schools get underway at 9 a.m. It's Arcadia, Bangor, Blair Taylor, Boscobel, Brookwood, Cadott, Cashton, Cochran Fountain City, DeSoto, Edgar, Hillsboro, Independence, Gilmanton, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo, Luther, Melrose Mindoro, Nacita, New Lisbon, North Crawford, Riverdale, Royal, Seneca, the Westby area, Whitehall, and Waniwak Center. The larger schools get underway at 3:30 at UW La Crosse, and they include Adams Friendship, Aquinas, Central, Fenimore, Gay Electric Trempolo, Holman, Logan, Mauston, Nielsville, Nakusa, Onalaska, Reedsburg, Sparta, Toma, Viroqua, West Salem, Westfield Pioneer, and Wrightstown. Again, that tournament going on at UW La Crosse. The WIAA Boys State Tournament culminates today with Championship Saturday. Taking a look back at scores starting Thursday, it was Freedom defeating Elk Mound 66-32 in the Division III state semifinal. The other state semifinal in D3, Milwaukee Academy of Science defeated Lake Mills 65-61. Division 4, Bonduel defeated the Prairie School 59-41. The second semifinal in D4 was Aquinas over Mineral Point 57-54. Yesterday's matches included in Division 5, Cochran Fountain City ending Turtle Lake season 66-54. The other D5 semi, Sheboygan Lutheran over Abundant Life 80-251. Division 2, Racine Park over Cedarburg in a nail biter 65-63. The second D2 semifinal, Wauwatosa West 75, Wausau East 63. And the two D1 semis, Wisconsin Lutheran over Oshkosh North 58-57, and Marshfield downed Wanakee 57-47. Championship games get underway at 11:05 today and end with the D1 at 8:15 tonight. They include in Division 5, Sheboygan Lutheran taking on Cochran Fountain City. Aquinas will face Bonduelle in the D4 state championship. The D3 final, Freedom taking on the Milwaukee Academy of Science, Division 2, Wauwatosa West and Racine Park, and the Division 1 final tonight at 8:15, it's Wisconsin Lutheran facing off against Marshfield.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The number 13 Wisconsin Badgers and number 17 BYU Cougars square off in the NCAA tournament second round. Today's meeting is the first of the season between the Big Ten and the Big 12 opponents. The Badgers' record in Big Ten play is 16-8. Their record is 11-1 against non-conference opponents. Wisconsin is sixth in the Big Ten at limiting opponent scoring, allowing 70.3 points while holding opponents to just under 41% shooting. The Cougars are 15-7 in the Big 12. BYU is fourth in the Big 12 with a 24.2 defensive rebounds per game, with Kiba Keita averaging 5.1. Nearly every bracket has been busted. Through Friday's first round, the number of perfect brackets in the NCAA tournament was down to just 81 out of 34 million, that according to the NCAA. ESPN's tracker listed 121 perfect brackets remaining out of 24 million on its site following the night slate of games. That's down from 1,098 earlier in the day. Yahoo Sports is down to a mathematical zero. 30 brackets are still a perfect 32 for 32. And CBS Sports had a very similar attrition rate, down to 0.0008% unblemished brackets by the end of Friday. Aaron Rodgers has met with the Pittsburgh Steelers. A person familiar with the meeting told the Associated Press that Rodgers visited on Friday. That person spoke on the condition of anonymity because the meeting was not made public. Rodgers spent several hours in the team's facility gathering information, but left without signing a contract. Pittsburgh has an opening at quarterback after Justin Fields was signed with the New York Jets, and free agent Russell Wilson appears unlikely to return. The 41-year-old Rodgers spent two turbulent years with the New York Jets after that long stint with the Green Bay Packers that included four MVP awards and a Super Bowl title. A person familiar with the deal says that New York Giants and quarterback Jameis Winston have agreed to terms on a two-year, $8 million deal. The 31-year-old Winston joins Tommy DeVito as the only quarterback on the Giants roster. New York has been in the free agent market for a veteran, with Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson being mentioned as possible targets. The person spoke to the Associated Press, of course, on the condition of anonymity because the team didn't announce any deal. Fox Sports first reported that Winston was moving to New York. Big League Baseball scores from yesterday. It was the Brewers dropping a tough one to Arizona 16-9. Won't be long, these games will start to count. Philadelphia and a split squad doubled up on Minnesota 6-3. Houston over St. Louis split squad 5-3. Atlanta down Tampa Bay 7-3. Toronto 11, Philadelphia 7. The other split for St. Louis, the Mets beat the Cardinals 3-2. The Angels split yesterday, Texas 3-2 over the Angels. The Athletics over Kansas City 10-1. San Fran 5-4 defeating Cleveland. Kansas City split over Seattle split 8-7. The Chi Sox 8, Cincinnati split 5. The Cubbies, they took one on the chin against San Diego 5-1. Couple of splits again, Cincinnati 5-3 over Seattle. Colorado over the Angels split squad 4-3. Boston doubled up on Pittsburgh 2-1. The Yankees blanked Detroit split squad 4-0. Detroit then beat Baltimore 9-1. And Miami with a shutout over Washington 6-0. And George Foreman has died, that according to his family. The fearsome heavyweight who lost the Rumble in the Jungle to Muhammad Ali before authoring an inspiring second act as a 45-year-old champion and a successful businessman was 76. A native Texan, Foreman began his boxing career as an Olympic gold medalist who inspired fear as he climbed to the peak of the heavyweight division by stopping Joe Frazier in 1973. His formidable aura evaporated a year later when Ali pulled off one of the most audacious victories in boxing history in Zaire, battling and taunting Foreman into losing his belt in one of the greatest fights ever held.
All-American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All-American Do-It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story from WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green. Dairy Hardware is ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. Mark was in the middle of a dream that he might have liked to recall, when a pounding on the door drove it from his memory forever. The young medical student struggled to his feet and stumbled through the darkness toward the insistent sound. It was Frank. His old friend had driven 200 miles from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, to St. Paul in the middle of the night. "What's wrong?" Mark asked. "I need a favor," Frank said. "Doctor business." "I'm not a doctor yet," Mark reminded him. "It doesn't matter," Frank answered, and he began pacing like an anxious animal in a cage. "It's Ethel," he said. His voice is breaking now. "It's Ethel. She needs an abortion." Mark sank into a chair. "Frank's wife needed an abortion?" he asked, stressing the operative word. "Ethel is jumping off tables," Frank confided, "purposely hurling herself down flights of stairs. Our two growing girls are plenty, she thinks. She doesn't want any more children." "And what did Frank think?" Mark wanted to know. Well, the former stopped pacing, slowly, wearily wiped a hand across his face. "Maybe Ethel was right," he concluded. "They were happy as they were. Anyway, she was only 2 months pregnant. No big deal, eh?" And yet no big deal in the winter of 1921 was both illegal and dangerous. Well, Mark was wide awake now, and his mind was racing. Frank and Ethel were a successful, respected young couple in their community. Frank wrote a popular society column for the Itasca County Independent. His wife was beautiful, talented. There must be something darker in all this, Mark decided. Although Frank had never discussed the matter openly, most folks who had known him for a while assumed that he was bisexual. There had been whispers of relationships with men, but that was before Ethel. Well, maybe some even since. The gossip was so persistent that Frank's wife could scarcely have avoided overhearing it eventually, perhaps in time to prevent a third pregnancy from bringing a little boy into the household. Well, Mark had no doubt that Frank would continue to be an excellent father regardless of the gender of his child, so he beseeched his friend to return home to convince Ethel of the same. It was almost dawn when Mark won the argument. And later, back in the little white house on Hoffman Avenue in Grand Rapids, Frank talked Ethel into having their third baby. For once upon a life and death dilemma, a University of Minnesota medical student named Mark Rabwin was awakened by a frantic young man in the middle of the night. Now, you've never heard of Mark before, nor surely will you ever hear of him again. But I think now you will never forget him, because in the winter of 1921, it was he, and he all alone, who stood between a baby-to-be and oblivion, an infant eventually born June 10, 1922, a completely normal, happy little girl whom the world one day would applaud. Judy Garland. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
According to meteorologist Tony Schumacher, today sunny to partly cloudy by later afternoon, a high of 42. For tonight, cloudy, breezy, a 50% chance of light rain well after midnight, maybe mixing with some wet snow or sleet, a low at 33. Occasional rain showers on Sunday, breezy with a high of 47. Breezy and chilly Sunday night, light snow showers, 28 for a low. Monday, early clouds, gusty winds, and a little nicer in the afternoon with sunshine, a high of 44. And Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of a few sprinkles and flurries, with a high temperature at 47 degrees.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
I want to say hello to Adam on the old Prime Mover show. I'd like to buy a rusty moline and plow away the snow.
Adam Hess on the radio.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
As a king, still he just won't give his neighbors a thing. He'll get to heaven someday, I'll bet. He'll get up to heaven, and here's what he'll get: a rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, secondhand wings full of patches. Rusty old halo, skinny white cloud. Silver gates, real golden doors. They'll get up to heaven and trade them all for a rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, secondhand wings full of patches. Rusty old halo, skinny white cloud, robe that's so woolly that it's patches.
Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers. Search Richland Center or stop by any Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Prime Mover is for individuals only with items to buy, sell, or trade. Please limit calls to buy, sell, or trade. Prime Mover is not intended for advertising services for hire and is not intended for rent listings. Prime Mover is not for businesses, including home businesses or individuals who regularly buy and resell items. Callers may advertise up to 3 items and may give 1 telephone number only. Callers may call only once during the show each week. We also remind you that advertisements for firearms, ammunition, and weapons are not allowed. We'll take your calls at 647-4155 in just a moment. Prime Mover is sponsored by The Richland Locker, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Jones Chevrolet, Kiloy Contracting, Clark Power Sport, J&J Recycling and Salvage, Sleepy Hollow Buick, and All American Do It Center.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Fire up the grill or smoker with tri-tip roasts for just $7.98 a pound. And with Lent in full swing, the Richland Locker has you covered. Cod and haddock loins are only $7.98 per pound, plus beer-battered walleye strips for just $7.98 each. From the deli, grab sliced corned beef for $9.98 per pound and Swiss cheese for just $5.98 per pound. Perfect for a delicious Reuben. Stop into Richland Locker today and stock up on those great deals while they last.
Okay, so here we are, folks. We are set for Prime Mover. Your calls at 608-647-4155 with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away on today's edition. All right, let's head to the phone lines and find caller number one right now. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a 50,000 BTU LP gas furnace for sale, and I also got some 16.5 10-ply truck tires. and I got some emerald green floor tiles to give away. If anybody's interested, call 608-383-8730.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's caller number one. And they have a 50,000 BTU LP gas furnace, some 16.5 10-ply truck tires, and they have emerald green floor tiles. 383-8730. Thank you for joining us, caller number two. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I have for sale a 2009 Honda Rebel 250 motorcycle. This bike is a one-owner bike, low mileage, new tires, new battery, new tune-up. It's ready to go. Please, no text or I can't send pictures. My phone isn't working proper, so just call 604-0302. Thank you.
Sounds great. We appreciate the call. Have a good weekend. Well, caller number two knows that weather's just going to keep getting nicer, and it's time to get on a bike. An 09 Honda Rebel, that's a 250cc model, one owner, low miles, lots of new items included. Tune-up, new tires, and whatnot. Calls only, the texting portion not working properly on the phone, 604-0302. Number three, good morning. You're live on the show.
Yeah, I got a whole shed full of tools and just a bunch of miscellaneous stuff, log chain. I got one log chain 160 feet long, half 5/8 around. So 583-2711.
Sounds great. We appreciate you calling, and you have a good Saturday.
Yep. Bye.
That's caller number three. They have a shed full of miscellaneous tools, including, but not limited to, log chains, and one of them is a 160-foot-long log chain. 583-2711. You are caller number four. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I have a bear collection and a moose collection and Native Indian collection, and my phone number is 608-574-8413.
We appreciate the call. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye. Thanks.
Caller number four has a Native American, a moose, and a bear collection. All three collections at 574-8413. Caller number five, glad you decided to join us this morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Morning. I have a lot of camping stuff, ready to go riding lawnmower, and an 18-quart Nesco roaster, brand new, 475-0799. Thank you, and have a good day.
You as well. Thank you for the call. Caller 5 has lots of camping items, a riding lawnmower, and an 18-quart new Nesco roaster, 475-0799. Caller number 6, good morning. This is Prime Mover. How can I help you today?
Good morning. We have a grain bin for sale. It's 14 foot wide, 10 feet tall. You must load and pick up muscadet. And also we have some fresh farm eggs, $4 a dozen, 608-391-1607.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Caller 6 has a 14x10 grain bin and muscadet you must move. Also some farm fresh eggs, 391-1607. You're live on WRCOFM's Prime Mover. Good morning. Your caller number 7.
Good sunny morning to you.
Ah, to you as well.
Good morning. I've still got that sign. It's about 5'6" long, and it's got 14-inch tall letters that are three-dimensional, and it's illuminated, and it says Foods, F-O-O-D-S. If somebody's interested in it, I want to get rid of it. Hey, and also this morning, I'm looking for that. I wonder if that guy from Viroqua is still around. He called himself Making Wind. My windmill needs some oil, and he did it last time, and I haven't been able to find his phone number or anybody else there that does windmill service for him. And then I'm also looking for a late model Chevrolet pickup truck. I want a six-cylinder automatic, no four-wheel drive. I want just a bare-bones pick-em-up truck. And you can call me at area code 608-493-2378. And that's a half ton.
Okay. Sounds great. We appreciate the call. You have a good weekend. Caller 7 is looking for someone who could do some maintenance like oiling of a windmill. Also looking for a late model, bare-bone, 6-cylinder, 2-wheel drive, half-ton Chevy pickup. And then for sale, a 5-foot-6-inch long sign with illuminated lettering that says FOODS. 493-2378. You are caller number 8. Good morning. This is Prime Mover.
Yeah, I'm calling for a friend again. He's got a window air conditioner for sale, and his number is 608-425-0948.
Thank you for your call. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye. Caller number 8 has a window air conditioning unit available for purchase at 425-0948. Let's find caller number 9 and get them on the radio right now from WRCO. Good morning. You're on Prime Mover.
Yeah. This morning I have for sale a steel MS-250 chainsaw. I'm asking $300 for that. And I have two 255, 65, 16-inch tires. They're brand new. I'm asking $175 for the both of them. And my phone, also I'm looking for like a Chevy Unima or something similar to that that doesn't need to run. I just want it to make a demo car. And my phone number is area code 608-485-2691. If no answer, leave a message. Thank you, and have a great day.
You as well. We appreciate your call. Caller 9 has a steel MS-250 chainsaw, asking $300 out of that today. A couple of brand new 255, 65, 16 tires, $175 for the pair. And then looking for a demo car like a Chevrolet Lumina or something similar. Doesn't even need to run. They're going to use it for a demo. So that gives you an idea of what they're looking for. 485-2691. Hey, we have hit double digits with caller number 10. Good morning. You are on the show.
Good morning. I'm looking for a couple goose hens and a gander, like a trio of them, if you have them, Toulouse or any kind of do and or buff, and then I got an 8-row wide white corn planter for sale, and 4x6 round bales of hay for sale, inline wrapped. They're baled dry, and then we inline wrapped them. It'd be 608-393-8625.
Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great weekend. Looking for a couple of goose hens and a gander. Would like the 3 if you have them together. Also for sale, an 8-row corn planter. It's a white brand. And then some inline wrapped bales of hay, 4x6 round. 493-8625. Caller number 11, welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Adam. I got a Miller Pro V-Rake for sale. And I also got a 479 New Holland Haybine for sale. And my number is 475-1481.
We appreciate the call. You have a great weekend.
You too.
Caller number 11 has a Miller Pro V Rake, a New Holland 479 Haybine, and their phone number is 475-1481. You are caller number 12. Good morning. You're live on the radio. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. This morning I have for sale a really good deal on something here. I have a 2004 Kawasaki Vulcan Nomad 1500. It's a new shape. It's got new paint, new fairing, plugs, wires, brain box, seat. It's a brand new exhaust system on it, Van Van Hine. It's just been completely gone through. Injectors, battery, everything. Got all brand new stuff in it. I'm asking $3,600 for that today. I dropped the price. I also got a Yamaha keyboard for sale for $100. Comes with a seat and a stand.
Okay.
647-4581.
Sounds great. You have a good weekend. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That, excuse me, is caller number 12. They have a Yamaha keyboard with a seat and stand. Also, a 2004 Kawasaki Vulcan Nomad motorcycle, pretty much rebuilt from the ground up. This thing has so many new parts. You can call and get the details. Deal of the day at 3600-647-4581. Caller number 13, good morning. This is Prime Mover.
Yes, I have a pair of Harley Davidson men's size 9 boots. I've worn a few times. It's still in good condition. I also have looking for some infant newborn girl clothes if somebody has any to give away. And then finally, I am also looking for a walker for an infant if somebody has one to give away.
Okay.
My number is 608-570-0985.
Okay, we appreciate your call. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Caller number 13 has a pair of men's size 9 Harley Davidson boots, worn a few times, but still great shape. A couple of wanted items, if you have some to give away, an infant walker and like a newborn girl's clothes, about that size, if you have any. The phone number is 570-0985. Thank you for joining us, caller number 14. Good morning.
Good morning. I have for sale 25 bales of grassy, fine hay, bale dry. It's no rain, and it's net wrapped and in continuous plastic wrap. And also I have an electric welder, a Lincoln welder, and they can call 608-647-4868.
Thank you very much for your call today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Caller number 14 has 25 bales of fine grassy hay, baled dry, no rain. They're net wrapped as well. And then they have an electric Lincoln brand welder at 647-4868. And that was caller number 14. It is 8:46, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 26 sunshiny degrees. We're going to step away for a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have more of your calls at 608-647-4155. But first, this word from J.J. Walsh Jewelers.
Looking for some cash today? Hi, this is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a way to get cash in your pocket today. We're the area's premier gold buyer. We pay top dollar for old broken jewelry, estate jewelry, old watches, silver and gold chains, dental gold, and diamonds. A single piece or an entire estate or collection, we'll buy it all. Stop in and we will tell you the value. You can decide to sell it or keep it. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and today, 10 to 1.
We're going until 10 o'clock with your items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Don't forget, at 9 o'clock, we'll have a look at your weekend forecast. 9:40, a quick look at area and high school sporting events on Prime Mover Sports. And we're going to travel back to 1977, a little time travel tonight.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Me. I'll be on the radio Saturday night. Hopefully I don't scratch the finish. We'll be rocking and rolling, reminiscing the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s coming your way. On Those Were the Days, we'll stop and park for a time in 1977. The Solid Gold Dancers will be here singing karaoke.
Watch that scene. Digging the dancing queen.
But don't let that scare you away. We're going to shut off their microphones. WRCO's Those Were the Days on Saturday night. We'll be flashing back with all of your requests and trivia whenever you hear the magic cowbell. Our program is sponsored by A&W of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema, along with Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Vitesnik Power Sports, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Join us between 6 and midnight Saturday night for Those Were the Days.
Hey, property owners. Are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting. Your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all. From clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
A big thank you to Kilroy Contracting, part of the sponsorship program right here of WRCO's Prime Mover. Glad to have them along. Glad to have you along as well, making the show what it is each and every Saturday. Caller number 15, thank you for joining us live on the radio. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I have three items for sale this morning. I have four barn beams, a Western cedar, 8-inch by 8-inch, 12 to 16-foot lengths. Just make an offer on those. I also have a leather biker jacket, 5XL. It's like new, $50 for that. And an office desk, 4-drawer. It's black, metal, with a wood top. And 20-inch by 60-inch measures that top. So $25 for that. No dents. It's in nice shape.
Okay.
And phone number is 608-574-4198. Thank you.
Okay. We appreciate the call. You have yourself a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Caller number 15 has some barn beams. As a matter of fact, they have four of them, and they are Western cedar. They're 8x8s and various lengths. You can call and get details. A biker-style 5XL leather jacket and a 4-drawer black metal with wooden top office desk. 574-4198. Our telephone number is 608-647-4155 for your sunshiny Saturday. Let's get caller number 16. Thank you for joining us today. Good morning.
Good morning. I also have for sale a 2022 Harley-Davidson Sportster Iron 883. It sold new for $11,300, asking $7,500. Only has 312 miles on it. It's pretty much brand new. Also some miscellaneous motorcycle parts and a wheel, and some Harley-Davidson jackets, men's medium and ladies medium to extra large. The number is 585-2121.
Okay, sounds great. We appreciate the call. I'll be honest with you. I've driven motorcycles at dealerships with more miles than that, and they were brand new. So
exactly.
This
is pretty much brand new.
Yeah, that's under dealership miles. You know, the salesman taking them home for the weekend.
Well, it was bought for a lady, and she did not ride it.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we'll give somebody the deal of the day, and we appreciate your call.
All righty. Thank you.
Take care. Caller 16 has a 2022 Sporty for sale. It's the Iron 883 Harley-Davidson, around 300 original miles. Things pretty much brand new. They're asking $75 on that. Miscellaneous Harley parts and some wheels and then some jackets. You can call at 585-2121 and get all the details. Let's get number 17's details right now. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, sir. This morning I have three items for sale. One is a 210 MVP Hobart welder. It's 220 or 110. I also have a plasma cutter and a gas-powered pancake air compressor to run the plasma cutter. Well, it's plugged into 220. The number to call or text is 608-604-3743. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, you as well. We appreciate the call. A 210 MVP Hobart brand 210 or 220 or 110 welder. They also have a plasma cutter and then a gas-powered pancake air compressor, which would run the Hobart. 604-3743 for caller number 17. You are caller number 18. Welcome to our radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, neighbor. I have three items for sale. I have a set of UTV 8-ply UTV tires. They're 27 by 9 by R14. They're just like new. And I also have a Yamaha electric portable grand keyboard. I'd like to get about $50 for that. All the tires, I'd like to get about $250 or best offer on them. And then I also have some 80% silver Canadian half dollars. They're uncirculated, still in the rolls, right from the mint. And serious inquiries on them. My phone number is 608-475-9987.
All right, my neighbor, we appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, sounds good. And keep things in line there up the valley. For sale, a set of UTV 8-ply tires, 27x9, and they're the R14, like new. $250 your best offer on that set. A Yamaha electric portable grand keyboard, $50 on that. How about some Canadian dollars? 80% silver, uncirculated, 475-9987. Caller number 19, welcome to the radio show. Good morning.
Good morning. This morning I have a set of Haviland china with some serving dishes. It's a garden floral design, and I believe it's a 12-piece set for $150. I also have several die-cast airplanes. Some are like World War II, and then I have some that are banks. And then I also have several fake fur coats. Some are short, some are maxi. My number is 608-583-2667, and the coats are different colors.
Okay. Sounds great. We appreciate your call.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye. Some several fake fur coats of varying lengths and colors. You can give them a call on that. Many die-cast airplanes. Some are just like the model. Some are banks even. And then Haviland china set with serving dishes. It's a garden floral pattern. The design on that, 583-2667 for all the details from caller number 19. That makes you caller number 20. You're live on the radio show. Good morning. Welcome to Prime Mover.
Yes, I have a 2004 Chevy S10 Blazer, four-door for sale. It's a V6 automatic. It's got 112,000 original miles on it. I got a 77x12 Aluma brand aluminum utility trailer, single axle, for sale. And I also have a 245 Massey Ferguson with the Perkins diesel in it for sale. They can give me a call, 608-606-4709. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate the call, and you have a good weekend. Caller number 20 is selling a Massey Ferguson tractor. It's the model number 245. It has the Perkins diesel in it. Also a 77-inch by 12-foot Aluma brand aluminum trailer, single axle model, if you're interested. And then a 2004 Chevrolet S10 Blazer, four-door. It's got the V6 automatic and about 112,000 miles on it. Get all the details at 606-4709. Thank you for joining us, caller number 21, on our first portion of Prime Mover. You're now live on the air.
Hi, I have to give away a 48-inch base cabinet with a barber.
Okay, you are cutting out quite terribly. If you're on a cell phone, I'm going to ask that you just maybe move your head one direction or the other a little bit, and we're going to go ahead and start over and see if we can hear you. Good morning. You're on the show.
I have a 48-inch base cabinet.
Okay.
And a marble top. And a faucet to give away.
Okay, we just lost call. So if you were caller number 21, we ask that you you please call us back. We're not able to hold that signal, and we do apologize. So we didn't get all the details on number 21. We got a couple of the items, but we encourage you to get a little better signal, number 21, and give us a call back. And when you do, you can simply identify yourself as caller number 21, and we'll move you back into that slot. So you are caller number 22. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got half a hog available. It's going to be processed at Straka Meats this next week. I also have some really nice third crop small square bales of hay, if anybody's looking. Number is 608-495-9131. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. You have yourself a good weekend. Caller number 22 has a half a hog going in this next week to Straka Meats. If you're interested in buying in, you can get right in. A third crop small square bale of hay. They have a bunch of those for sale as well if you need some hay. 495-9131 for caller number 22. Don't forget, shortly after the 9 o'clock, Mark, we'll have a look at your weekend forecast. Mr. Tony Schumacher is going to send us a text, and then he'll send us a fax, and then we'll download the forecast, and we'll tell you all about it. Technology is pretty cool. Caller number 23, let's use some technology and get them on the radio right now. Good morning. You're on Prime Mover.
Good morning. This morning I have a 48-foot semi-trailer for storage for $1,500. I have an enclosed truck van box for sale. It's 18 foot long, 7 foot tall, 8 foot wide. Holds like 8 pallets on the floor. $1,500 for that one. And then I have some solid oak barn beams from an early 1900s barn, 8-inch by 8-inch dimensions. Most are 8 to 12 feet long, $2 a foot. And the number to call is 588-5432.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great weekend. Well, some more oak barn beams for sale. Very, very popular item, and they have some as well. From a 1900s barn, they're like 8x8 and vary in lengths, 8 to 12 feet long. An enclosed van truck box body, and then a 48-foot semi-trailer for storage at 588-5432. That was caller number 23. Before we take our 9 o'clock break, let's get another call or two in. And you are number 24. You're live on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning. See, I just had a auction down in Avoca next Saturday, March 29th at 9 a.m. We're going to have trucks, SUVs.
Okay, is this a company hosting this? Is this a fundraiser? What do we have going on?
Well, it's a private auction.
Okay, so that's something that we just try to avoid on Prime Mover. We try to make it for individuals or types of fundraisers, and we do appreciate you understanding that. But without getting too many details, that's just going on next weekend in Avoca. Where at?
At the Avoca Park and Campground at 9 a.m.
Okay, sounds great. And of course, you know, you could always give WRCO a call if you're a company and you want to get some advertising on. Call Henry at 647-2111. But we do like to just keep Prime Mover for individuals only, and we sure do appreciate your understanding on that. So caller number 25, let's see what they have going on. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call, Adam. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great. Lots of nice sunshine. You got to be good, right?
Yeah, no snow left to shovel.
Yeah, woohoo!
Okay, well, today I got a microwave cabinet. It's 4 feet tall, 2.5 feet wide. $40 on that. It's a real nice cabinet, too, by the way. It's got the drawer, and you